The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
The Voice of Ireland on 2FM. Proudly sponsored by Toyota and the new RAV4. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in the studio by V reporter David Atkinson, everyone.
Hello. How's it going, guys? How you doing?
We are good. David, before we get into The Voice, are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Did you hear any of the shows you're coming in? Facebook people have been asking us for help.
Okay.
Because they've, you know, I don't know if you've ever snooped on your ex's pictures and liked something by mistake.
Yes, I do know this.
Well, have you any advice for the people?
Well, what I will say is don't do it with your friend, right? Because what, you know, there's actually a shortcut to liking a photograph, which is just pressing the L button on the keyboard. So my friend, I never let him get any close. If you're creeping anybody, do not let your friend get close to your keyboard, because if they press L, it immediately likes the photograph.
I never knew that.
Yeah, just to be aware of that.
Now bring that into a phone. Is there a shortcut, an even shorter cut on the phone?
No, it's just, you just press the like button.
Okay, but then again,
keep your cards close to your chest.
Turn your phone on and like the Jenny. What would
I
do
might
now?
Grab your phone when you go to the loo and just go. Loads of people.
Right, David, we are on week 5 of The Voice and the blind auditions now. So the coaches teams are obviously filling up. Lots of tension and stuff.
It's very difficult to make decisions this week, because there's, like, you have to be thinking about the, like Keane said very, very well this week as well, is that...
Hang on. Keane said something very well.
He said very intelligent thing this week.
Okay. I've spent 14 years with him, so.
Yeah.
It's always a first.
It's a rarity. Well, he said, basically, you need to be imagining what your team will look like going into the battles, going
into
the lives.
He's right.
So you can't have too much of the one thing. So that's why this week it was very tough in making a decision. It's like, if we have too many pop female vocalists on my team, have too many male vocalists, you need to have that
variety
balance. Variety, you need to have it going forward, otherwise you'll be one-sided almost, you know, and imbalanced. So that's kind of where it is at the moment. So it's getting very tense.
I would imagine as well, and if you find yourself in that position, he is right, because if you find yourself in that position, I imagine then when you go to the battles and you've got two pretty identical singers,
that's it,
then you're going, Ghostbusters. So what do you do then, you know what I mean? It's like so if you've got something very different, you go, well, do I need another female vocalist that sings Mariah, or do we need, you know, a younger lad who sings like Jenny?
One of the stronger performance.
Excuse me? You have a very good voice.
A young lad who sings like Jenny.
Not a young lad, just a... No,
you said
no,
a young lad.
No, just... You know, you do your Ronan impression.
I know I have a deep-ish voice, it's not that deep.
Do your Ronan impression.
Sorry. Anyway, sorry.
Right, so the tensions now. Tell us what's happening to the coaches.
So a couple of the coaches, like Una and Keen, have had a few spats last week, particularly Una was calling him Keen Ego as well, because he's feeling very confident this year, because he's getting a lot of the four chair turns this year.
They all seem to have copped his tactic, though. Una certainly had it the week. She was like, I know what he's on to.
Yeah, that's
sorry,
it.
Sorry, she just...
Was that your impression of Una?
I actually don't know where that came from. It sounds nothing like her. But yeah, she just said his tactics, and we talked about it last week, where he's talking about, you know, you're an artist when you sell your when
that's
your
it.
Album goes number one and all that. And people are genuinely, you can see it in them.
They're laughing it up.
They're getting sucked in by it. And you know, it's subconscious.
He's being honest. We have a clip here of Una and Keane, their rivalry. Have a listen.
Why? Why, Una? Like, what? Why?
Why not?
I don't know, but I want to know why.
So if you were in this, you wouldn't go on my team, would you not? But you're clearly saying that.
I'd go with Brezzy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd go with you, Una.
I'd go with Rachel, yeah.
Oh, the girls stick with the girls and the boys stick with the boys.
I wouldn't want to be Keane, because it's actually slightly embarrassing that he's done 5 series and he hasn't even had one winner.
I really enjoy sitting beside Una, you know. She's a lovely girl. She's pretty easy to wind up. You know, you can throw her one or two lines here and she really bites.
I didn't get it. I just don't know why. Yeah,
might be because you're from Tipperary.
He's just offended everyone in Tipperary. Thanks a lot.
Now, Una, calm down. It's a joke.
Well, your jokes stink. If I ever turn it back on him, he actually can't take it. He thinks he can give it, but then he doesn't want to take it.
Throw a joke her way and she takes it really serious, and then she starts throwing things back at you. Sometimes ego backfires.
It says Keen Ego.
Oh. That was actually off the back. There's a performer this week was the standout, was Emmett Daly. So he was actually the wild card as well.
We did well this week, I'm not gonna lie to you. And it was the one act that we all agreed on. There was no row over it. He was brilliant.
He was so strong as well.
He sang Taylor Swift. It was the week before.
Broken Wings.
Broken Wings. That's it on the show. But I was trying to remember what he actually sang during the night.
Emmett Daly, is that his name?
Emmett Daly. So he's a junior doctor as well, which really got the guys. It was like Brezzy was calling him, hello doctor, how are you doing, thanks very much. It was was like his GP or something. And Una was actually trying to find, trying to relate to him because, like, oh, my dad's a doctor as well. Yes. So I think she was trying to sell him on that.
Though. He went straight
for Una. Una leaped out of her seat when she performed. Like, some of the things we're saying was Brady was saying it was the strongest performance he's seen. Like, great presence on stage, real a bit of spark. I think Keith Walsh said that on the audition here in 2FM as well. But he said it was pretty cheesy because he'd actually already performed. He's actually a bit of a dab hand at talent shows. He had done Medicine's Got Talent. So you know he is one of the most talented people. Listen,
if you've done that, that kind of sets you up for anything.
And he won it. So if you can win Medicine's Got Talent.
He won it as well.
Win. Yeah, he did. You can
the
win.
The Grammy's waiting
Let's get
for
down
him.
To the bookies. Have a listen. Here's Emmett Daly. There you go. Good song as well.
Yeah.
Good 80s
really
tune to do. Jenny, you judged him on that. And this is what you said. If you don't remember, this is what you said, Jenny.
There was moments in the song that were good, but there was moments that were absolutely brilliant.
I mean, come on.
Now, that was actually during the audition, wasn't he? He didn't even do Broken Wings and he was good, but he wasn't even...
It's like, I don't know what you think, but it's like somebody was writing their lines for it. It was like see Simon Cowell as a allegedly... as a scriptwriter on X Factor and like the way Bruce Forsyth has it on Strictly, and I'm sure the judges on Strictly as well. Let's just play that again.
There was moments in the song that were good, but there was moments that were absolutely brilliant.
Every time you deliver it, Jenny, it hits me there.
Do you want it?
Can you do it live?
Do you want a little secret about that?
Yeah.
That was actually me talking about sunlight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Imagine that, right? Sunlight and roll it there again. Yeah. So, what do you think of Nicky Byrne's Sunlight?
What do you think of my new tune?
There was moments in the song that were good, but there was moments that were absolutely brilliant.
Tell you what, Jenny, who wrote that for you? Who's writing your lines? Grace, can we find out? Producer Grace to the Stars, find out who's writing Jenny's lines for her.
Shut up.
On the voice.
Don't even remember saying it.
Right, now, tell me a little bit about...
There's a heartthrob found this week.
Oh, is this Aaron Carroll?
What's his name?
Aaron Carroll.
Okay.
He's the guy.
He was rapping, wasn't he?
He was a rapper. He rapped on the show. 26-year-old fitness instructor. But backstage, Owen actually got him to do press-ups. He got him to see how many he could do in 30 seconds. He got 50. There was a whole crowd gathered. Yeah. And literally everybody was just staring at his topless body.
Oh,
really?
Oh, he went topless to do it?
Yeah. So he went...
Make him more aerodynamic.
Full 9 yards, yeah. So
did he get through? Was,
yeah, he got through. Yeah,
who's
he's on
with?
Team Keane now
Team
as well.
King.
Yeah.
Okay.
So actually, Keane got him to rap as well. Which is
good because, to be honest, he had a really good voice, and obviously he has the look. But I thought it was a really weird song
These
choice.
These boots are made for walking.
I have to be honest, it's not a song I like, I just didn't think it did anything for him. I mean, you can clearly hear that he can sing, but I was like, what a weird song to pick.
Well, it's funny.
I have a clip here if you want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh,
you hang on.
You want to hear
so you rap. As well.
Yeah, I can do, yeah.
Go on, dude.
It's been said to me, it's meant to be. I'm mentally exhaling dreams, epiphanies. I'm sick to be transforming what you're thinking. Confusing ye, infusing ye to what I see intensively, but never quite the same as me, because I never beat the best of me. Turn it around.
But you know what I think of that?
There was moments in the song that were good, but there was moments that were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Isn't that right
it's
then?
So true,
it's so true. I'm telling you, she's doing well. So he's on Team Keane.
Yeah, he's on Team Keane. Keane liked it because of his raspy voice or whatever. Like he had serious qualities in that. Like, these boots are made for walking. He did a different kind of version. He brought his own slant on it.
Okay.
And that's what was really liked by Keane.
What's the big thing at the moment? I've seen it a million times with Keane calling Brezzy Niall.
This is the latest thing now. It happened last week and he started calling him Niall for some reason. Everyone's kind of questioning, why isn't he calling him Brezzy? I think Keane and Niall they're just becoming better friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it was the rivalry that we liked between those
the
two.
The rivalry's changed. I think Una and Keane are the new rivals. And Brezzy's kind of take a seat back, you know. He's won a couple of times now. He's all right. Yeah, he's happy.
He's resting on his... No, he knows better than that.
They're saying he's
a sportsman. Yeah. He can't rest on your laurels. As Roy Keane once said, you won the Champions League. Some people in the dressing room that night said, I can retire now. Why go and win it again? Brezzy needs, Brezzy knows. Will you Brezzy on the phone? Will you word of Brezzy? He needs to win it again and again. Otherwise, he's going to let Keane win it this year.
Well, this is it, yeah. He's been very complimentary to Keane this year.
Oh, so it's almost like he doesn't want to win.
I know. Well, I think it's a tactic from Brezzy now. He's keeping it very quiet. He's keeping his cards close to his chest. And then when it comes to the battles, when it comes to the lives, he's really going to knock it out of the park.
Has his pitching been good this year, though?
Pitching's been good, yeah. He hasn't been fighting as hard as Keane. Keane's really using the psychology. Like, he's saying, go for Una, go whoever you want. Whereas Brezzy's just like, yeah, I'd like you on my team, whatever. You know, he did a great pitch for one of the performers, Laura. She sang Gavin James. And he was like, oh, I know Gavin James. He tried really hard. He's like, I know Gavin James. I know when he started out.
Who said this, Keane?
Brezzy said this to Laura, who got through. She got four chair turn and she performed Gavin James and was just like, I would love to possibly see you and Gavin James perform. And he was just he was flattering her, and he was really, really, really buttering her up. Didn't work for him, though. She went with Keane.
And then he starts going back to say, sorry, Niall. Sorry, Niall. This is a clip of Keane calling him Niall.
Yeah, what's this Niall about?
It's making me awkward as well.
It's the name that his mother gave him. All these Brezzy fellas, his name is Niall.
It's taking down his coolness a little bit, isn't it?
Since when has Brezzy become Niall?
He doesn't like being called Niall.
He doesn't like being called
Niall. That's why I'm going to continue to call him.
It's not very rock and roll.
I think it's stripping him back a bit.
Yeah.
Niall, anything to add?
See, Keane either calls me Niall or Big Face. I think I prefer Niall, but I think he keeps calling me Niall because we fit that next level of friendship. We're at that level where we can talk about each other's real names.
McDermott doesn't even call him Niall.
Does he not? The breaststroke. Lola, I can't pronounce it. Arise Cola. What is that?
Arisicola.
Arisicola. Where's she from?
She performed. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Okay.
So she got four chair turn and then she's moved to Team Una.
It's good. She's on Team Una. I have a clip for her and she got four chairs, which is it's not easy to do that.
No.
Let's have a listen. Okay, so that's like, how do you say her name again? Arisicola.
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 Why can't I say that?
Because you're from Baldoyle, that's why you can't say it.
So back on again this Sunday. Another good. When are the battles and the live show starting?
Battles start in a couple of weeks, and then the live show start in the middle of March.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty good.
I presume there's tickets and all that still available for live shows. If not,
check out RT The Voice.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, excellent, David. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you.
And you can catch all those on YouTube as well. All the clips of all the performers in the week.
Yeah.
And I do a weekly kind of roundup of the show every Sunday night as well. It's the V Report. So excellent. You can catch that on YouTube as well.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks, David.
Your second time you've been in with us, and I have to say, today I thought
there was moments in the song that were good, but there was moments that were absolutely brilliant.
David, thank you very much. No problem. Jenny, amazing.